Tune to a theater or drive-in near you. Frank Zappa's epic motion picture, 200 Motels. See the Mothers of Invention. See Theodore Mikkel. See Ringo Starr. See Keith Moon. See Groupies and Weirdos Beyond Your Wildest Expectations. 200 Motels. You can't believe the expense, the lavishness, the romance, the intrigue, the mystery, the yahoo. 200 Motels, coming soon to a theater or drive-in near you.
A United Artists release, rated R, under 17, admitted with parent.
Good evening, my friends. It is Friday night and time for Zapped. I'm your host, Andy, and this is an hour of Frank Zappa and related artists. Coming at you from Shasta County, California, here on KKRN 88.5 FM, licensed in Bella Vista with studios in Round Mountain and Redding. Tonight's intro was the cut number 3 of Coming Soon from 200 Motels. So for the first half of this show, I'm going to play you Frank Zappa from the 60s. And then the second half will be songs from the 70s. But we're going to start off tonight with Peaches and Regalia off Hot Rats.
Thank you. do publicity bawling for you anymore.
The first word in this song is discorporate. It means to leave your body.
Discorporate and come with me. Shifting, drifting, cloudless, starless, velvet valleys and the Zephyr Sea. Wah, wah. Your mind, there is no time to lick your stamps and paste them in this corporate, and we will begin. Wah wah,
flower power sucks.
Diamonds on velvets, on gold, on sucks, on Amen, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, on up and away and escape from the way of your corporate logo. Unbind your mind, there is no time.
Wine.
To lick your stamps and paste them in this corporate, and we'll begin. Freedom, freedom, Christians of velvet and satin, to music by magic, by people that happen to enter the world of a strange purple jello. The dreams as they live them are all mellow yellow. Unbind your mind, there is no time.
Wine.
To lick your steps and paste them in this corporate, and we'll begin.
But baby, I think I love you. But baby, I think I love you. baby.
Hey, it's Andy, and you are listening to Zapped on KKRN 88.5 FM. We are playing songs from the 60s, Frank Zappa songs from the 60s in the first half of the show. We'll play some 70s here in the second half, but we just heard Why Don't You Do Me Right. Before that was Absolutely Free, theme from Bert Weenie Sandwich. Before that was Peaches and Regalia to kick off the show. So moving right along, we're going to continue with some Frank of the 60s. This is I'm Not Satisfied.
I'm not
away in a jar. The idiot
cry and imagine the window all covered in green. All the time he would spend at the church he'd attend, warming his pew.
between us is not very far. Cruising for burgers in Daddy's new car. My phone a freedom card brings to me instantly.
Ecstasy.
Hey, it's Andy, and you are listening to Zapped on KKRN, listener-supported community radio at 88.5 on your FM dial. We just heard Cruisin' for Burgers. Before that was Dog Breath in the Year of the Plague. The Idiot Bastard's Son before that, and we started off that block with I Am Not Satisfied. Now, just take a moment, since we are community radio, I'd like to let you know about North State Giving Tuesday. It's a local initiative to increase philanthropy in Shasta, Siskiyou, and Tehama counties. The effort is brought to you by Shasta Regional Community Foundation and Merchants Bank of Commerce. The 2019 North State Giving Tuesday event will take place from 6 a.m. PST until 8 p.m. PST on Tuesday, December 3rd. For those 14 hours, online donations will be accepted through northstategives.org with a goal to inspire and unite our community in supporting many local nonprofits. KKRN Community Radio is proud to be one of the groups that will be receiving funds through the North State Gives platform on Giving Tuesday 2019. You can put your money where your heart is by choosing to give to your favorite community groups like KKRN. It's an easy way to make a difference for all of us in Shasta County. Call 530-337-1101 for more information. So the first half of the show was Frank Zappa of the 60s. We are now entering the second half of the show, Frank Zappa of the 70s. This is Toads of the Short Forest.
Thank you.
You are listening to Zapped on KKRN, and I am your host, Andy. We just heard Rudy Wants to Buy You a Drink. Before that was The Clap. And before that was Chunga's Revenge. And starting off that block was Toads of the Short Forest. I've moved on to Frank Zappa of the 70s, or at least some selections from the 70s, after playing all 60s in the first half of the show. That's how we're going to finish out the evening. This next one is called Latex Solar Beef.
Yeah. size, bulk purchase, K-pock infested, do not remove tag under penalty of law, tight bed, and make you take off all your little clothes until you were nearly stark raving nude. Save for your chrome with heavy-duty leather thong piece medallion, make you assume a series of marginally erotic poses involving a plastic chair and an old guitar strap while I did a wee-wee in your hair and beat you with a pair of tennis shoes I got from Jeff Beck.
You are listening to Zapped on KKRN 88.5 FM. I am your host, Andy. We just heard Magic Fingers, and before that was Latex Solar Beef. Don't forget, December 3rd is Giving Tuesday, and you can donate to KKRN at NorthStateGives.org. For more information, check KKRN.org and our Facebook page, KKRN 88.5. As usual, every Friday night at 10 p.m., we have Byron Phoenix's Soul Deluxe. So check out his Sounds from the Underground on Soul Deluxe. Coming up next. So that's the end of the show for this week. I'm going to leave you with one more song from the 70s. This is Cheapness. Have a great weekend.
Cheapness. Let me tell you something. Do you like monster movies? Anybody? I love monster movies. I simply adore monster movies, and the cheaper they are, the better they are. And cheapness, in the case of a monster movie, has nothing to do with the budget of the film, although it helps. But true cheapness is exemplified by visible nylon strings attached to the jaw of a giant spider. I'll tell you a good one that I saw one time. I think the name of the film was It Conquered the World. And do you ever see that one? The monster looks sort of like an inverted ice cream cone with teeth around the bottom. It's like a teepee or a sort of a rounded off pup tent affair. And it's got fangs on the base of it. I don't know why, but it's a very threatening sight. And then he's got a frown and, you know, ugly mouth and everything. And there's this one scene where the monster is coming out of a cave, see? There's always a scene where they come out of the cave at least once. And the rest of the cast, it must have been made around the 1950s. The lapels are about like that wide. The ties are about that wide and they're about this short. And they always have a little revolver that they're going to shoot the monster with. And there's always a girl who falls down and twists her ankle. Hey, of course there is. You know how they are. The weaker sex and everything, twisting their ankle on behalf of the little ice cream cone. Well, in this scene, folks, they didn't want to retake it because it must have been so good they wanted to keep it. But when the monster came out of the cave, just over on the left-hand side of the screen, you can see about this much 2x4 attached to the bottom of the thing as the guy is pushing it out. And then, obviously, off camera, somebody's going, "No, get it back." And they drag it back just a little bit as the guy's going, "Now that's cheapness." All right? And this is cheapness here.
Tastes real good. I think I watched a movie from Hollywood. I eat a hot dog. It tastes real good.
Yum 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 yum.
Then I watched a movie from Hollywood.
Dum dum
dum
dum dum dum dum dum.
Little Miss Muffet on a squat bar. Scientist man, the chemistry lady with the robot boy, mime, yeah, while the monster just ate your bed.
Ladies ladies and gentlemen, the monster which the peasants in this area call Frunobulax, apparently a very large poodle dog, has just been seen approaching the power plant. Bullets can't stop it. Rockets can't stop it. We may have to use nuclear force.
Here comes that poodle dog. Big as a blimp with a rhinestone collar. Snapping off the trees like they was bonsai ornaments on a dry wobble landscape. Keep him away. Don't let the poodle bite me. We can't let him reproduce. Ah, somebody get out the place.
National Guard is formed up at the base of the mountain, is attempting to lure the enormous poodle towards a cave where they hope to destroy it with napalm. 1,000 of the troopers are now lined up and are calling to the monster.
Here, Fido. Here, Fido. Here, Fido.
Got a great big slimy thing. Got a great big hairy thing. Got a great big poodle thing. Got a great big hairy thing. Got a great big slimy thing. Got a great big hairy thing.
Go to the shelter, go to the shelter, my baby, my baby. Go to the shelter, go to the shelter.
Little Miss Mumbledore squat by me, kiss you, little strings dangling down. Makes your legs go wild with them out. Maybe I'm sorry, cause that's all I wanna know. I need a little more cheapness, please. Maybe I'm sorry, cause that's all I wanna know.